This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News. It's 28th day of November, 2023. See no calls. I have found an earlier interview of Scott Bennett in the field in the Donbass. I'll begin sharing it with you, and then if we get calls, I'll switch to them. So stand by, take advantage. If you've never called before, today would be a perfect day. Meanwhile, here we have the report from the Donbass. Again, in Russian, but with English, you'll be able to understand most of what is being said here.
Number of Americans are finally beginning to realize what's been happening here in Donbass for the last 10 years. More and more of them are coming here to Donetsk and other areas to see what's going on. This is Scott Bennett, a former U.S. officer, now a political analyst. He expressed his
love
here. We have spoken to Scott to find out his goal in here in Donbass. Tell you what he said. Most of the population in the United States of America or Great Britain are completely deaf to what's been happening here in Donbass for the last 10 years.
Absolutely.
Tell me why that is. And people would jump on any type of a bandwagon as long as it's fashionable. Why hasn't the suffering of the people and children here in Donbass the last 10 years hasn't been fashionable to anyone?
The mainstream media in America is completely corrupt. No one sees a whisper of this except for when they watch RT or Press TV or Sputnik. So they don't know what's going on. And as I said, when I came to Donetsk, I felt like that townspeople that went and saw the crimes of the Nazi regime, I felt the same way going around and seeing the bullet-riddled buildings and the crumbled glass. And I thought, all of this is being done with American military weaponry and money. And it's a complete tragedy. It's because of the military-industrial complex. Billions of dollars are made from war, and it's put into the pockets of traitors like Lindsey Graham and Republicans and Democrats like Mitch McConnell. And these fools who say things like, Russians are dying, it's the best money we ever spent, says Lindsey Graham. He's a liar and a fool. No American wants that. When people like Adam Schiff say, we're fighting Russians over there so we don't have to fight them here. It's completely nonsense. No Americans want to fight Russia. In fact, Americans have a kinship and an affection for Russians, because they're so similar in temperament and culture, family values, natural law, religion. That's the heart of America, not what we currently see in the civil war that's brewing. So I think we're on the verge of a great awakening. And I think the smartest Americans know that Russia is an ally, not an enemy. And I think everything is going to change over the next couple of years. And I'm just impressed with the Russian strength of character to show the world there's a reason Russians fight like Russians. They don't give up. They don't retreat. So it's an honor to be here with them.
Army officer of the United States, and I'm here to hear your story, to take back to the American people I was hoping you would share with me your experience. May I ask you first to show me some of your tattoos, if you don't mind? Americans or Britons or anyone of NATO persuasion? So, as an American officer, as a conservative, I want peace and stability to come. And I know it has to only come through Ukrainians and Americans like me meeting with Russians to say, let us all settle this. But there are some out there in the military in Ukraine and the political ranks that need to hear from people like you. So I want you to look into that camera and say what the Ukrainian people need to know, what they need to do to stop this conflict and turn the page into a positive way.
Okay, I want to say a few words to American people, and I want to say a few words to American president. I always believe that people democracy is the only one way, the only true way for best negotiations between different countries. And we spoke today about the resultative and decisions of find peace and peaceful relations. And I believe that the war isn't the right way for Ukraine. It will keep the development for Ukrainian people and for Ukraine as a state and for Ukrainian economy and democracy. And only missiles couldn't solve Ukrainian problems. Ukrainian and Ukraine now need more than missiles, tanks, RPGs. We need peace on our land. We need to stop the war. And I ask you, Mr. President, to turn your activity to find peaceful conclusions of this war conflict and not to continue the aggressive politics and to move to tell Ukraine to continue on this war.
We're going through Donetsk and seeing the more damaged areas, I presume, requiring body armor and protective gear and careful instincts.
В данной части экспозиции представлены осколки от американского снаряда кассетного типа калибром 155 мм. Данная маркировка, вот эта четверка, маркировка самого кассетного снаряда М-864. То есть по вот этой четверочке мы понимаем, что это именно производство США.
When I was in the Army, what's happened in America is the weapons of war have translated into money for corporations of America that make money off instruments of death and war and suffering. And I know them from my days as an officer. The terrible thing is the devastation of these weapons. They're so heavy, they splinter into 1,000 pieces, and even the smallest sliver moving at Mach 1 goes right through 10 people at the speed of light before they even know they're hit. And one little tiny piece that hits the artery or nicks the artery and the person is dead.
Go, go, go. firing at targets is not the only exercise here for Scott Bennett. Right now, he's got an AK-47 that he needs to assemble, fire, and then disassemble. Take a look. Yeah, let's get your emotions now while you're still fresh.
The only thing that would have made it better is for Americans to be fighting on the side of Russia, not against them, with them, as brothers for freedom and liberty. And I go see one day, hopefully it'll happen. But it's a great opportunity to see the strength of the Russian army, good training, good discipline, good instructors. And with these type of men, Russia will never lose. Hoorah!
And so just one more question. You certainly had this, some kind of expectation prior to arriving here. This was your first time both in Moscow and here in Donbass. Now, those expectations versus reality, is it everything you expected it to be, or maybe even more?
Well, that's a good point. It's actually more, because I've known Russians, I've trained with Russians, I've lived with Russians and Ukrainians, and I've always found them to be an extraordinarily warm, gregarious people. And I'm astounded at their patience and their humility and kindness, especially after going through what America and Britain has put them through, and Poland and Germany. The fact that Russia and its people aren't furious at Americans, the fact that I'm not getting rocks thrown at me or spit in my face, is a testament to the humility and the beauty of the Russian people. So I think my expectations were even more overblown because of their patience and their trust. And I think it's a very good sign. And again, it's important for Americans to see it firsthand, because I can go back into the halls of Congress and anywhere I want, especially Donald Trump, who I know in my background as a political person. We need to take the good news back to Americans and say we're on the wrong side of history and we need to adapt, because this war and the military industrial complex, it simply can't continue as it is.
Now, obviously, Scott Bennett is not about to pick up arms and go start fighting, but he surely felt what Russian new conscripts feel when they go through army training. But the most significant event of the day is probably that one more person's eyes were open to what's been happening here in Donbass for the last 10 years.
Meanwhile, as I may have reported yesterday, the secret Biden and Schultz plan for Ukraine is leaked that Zelensky ought to negotiate with Russia, accept brutal compromises, accept that the war is over and he lost. Here we have the report. With over $100 billion in unaccounted for U.S. taxpayer dollars funneled off to Ukraine, President Biden and German Chancellor Schultz have a new plan. According to Germany Bild newspaper, the secret plan calls on Ukrainian President Zelensky to come to the realization things cannot go on like this. And Zelensky should explain to his nation that negotiation must be conducted. The latest German-U.S. plan involves the U.S. and West supplying Ukraine with enough weapons to hold the current front, not likely, and to give up any expectation of recapturing the lost eastern territory taken by Russia. That's a certainty. This explosive report reveals that Chancellor Schultz and U.S. President Biden want to bring the Russia-Ukraine war to an end soon. Ukrainian President Zelensky should be forced in a very specific way to negotiate with Kremlin dictator Putin and accept brutal compromises. Here it is, disclosed TV just in. Secret Biden and Schultz plan. How secret can it be that we're reading about it here? And it's even on Twitter. Zelensky should come to the realization things can not go on like this. In the Bill News paper, here it is, a story, a secret German-American-Ukraine plan. Zelensky should come to the realization that things cannot go on like this without any external request. He should address the nation of his own free will and explain that negotiations need to be carried out, a government insider told Bild. The German-American plan to supply Kiev with exactly the weapons and exactly the quantity that the Ukrainian army can hold at the current front, but is militarily incapable of retaking the occupied territories. Yes, indeed. And, of course, as I've been explaining, Hamas has been winning the battle here, and we have heard a lot about it. Mind you, I'm encouraging you to call in. I believe that the calls are being blocked because, based on my past experience, this is unprecedented. And if there's some way of letting us know what's going on out there, that would be a good thing. Meanwhile, of course, as I've been reporting, the U.S. has been helping the Israelis to conceal their war crimes, that we appear to be engaged in a Jewish plot to destroy Christian civilization. Get this, published on Henry Mackow by Patrick O'Connor. Before he became a Zionazi, Bibi Netanyahu was a furniture marketing executive. His first job as a public servant was as a diplomat posted to the USA, where he spent most of his time duping gullible Americans into thinking that neo-Nazi Israel was a democracy that was worth supporting. He learned a great deal about how to deceive people during his years as a furniture salesman. Fascinating stuff. Jay Parker, who grew up in Philadelphia and learned a lot about what were called the Illuminati at the time, of Benjamin Netanyahu, he explained, in the mid-1980s, I was visiting my mother at her apartment. Netanyahu is featured on a noonday TV presentation. And I said to my mother, what is he doing in America? She replied, they are training him, which meant the top Illuminati Satanist Council of 13. And if you look at the history of Benjamin Netanyahu, you see a dark occultist, a Satanist. You do not see a Jew. And among the Talmud Jews, you will really see a lot of corruption. A few years later, in 1990, the Zio-fascist doomsday sect, Chabad, crowned Netanyahu as Moshiach ben Yosef for the whole current era. We'll be right back, and we have a couple of calls standing by.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Younger, so much younger than today.
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
But now
these days are gone,
days
and I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around.
Well, I need help today, and I got it from four familiar callers who are lined up right now. Let's begin with Francis in North Carolina. Welcome back.
Oh, boy. Hey, young man. go figure. And that one person that's in the military talking about the military personnel in the various countries and so forth and about what happens when someone gets hit or whatever, what they described to start with sounds a lot like a laser shot with light.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you're talking directed energy weapon, Francis.
That's the long word terminology of it. But I tend to go straight for the no holds barred comment. So go figure, that's just me. But yes, I mean, people are being hit with that and so forth. Even people here in the U.S. and did not ask for it, but yet they're being threatened by it regardless. The funny part is that that can be done at most any time, depending on who they're wanting to hit with it. But aside from that deal, oh gosh, sometimes I forget about what initially else was going on. I'm finding that, especially with the current administration, yes, there's a lot of horrendous things going on and so forth, and basically Joy Boy is just simply the mouthpiece. The people behind the scenes are the ones that are pulling the shenanigans, and he's basically just the pin a donkey deal as far as, oh, he's doing this, he's doing that. Actually, if he's so incoherent to start with, as being claimed, then no, he is not. The people behind the scenes in the administration or whatever is the ones that's pulling the shenanigans and pulling the stunts, for that matter. So aside from that issue, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. However, I just realized one thing. if they actually wanted Joy Boy to actually function in a coherent fashion, maybe they should put him in one of those med beds that they had in that one film, Elysium. So they do a full restoration of his physical body as well as his brain activity. And then he might be viable.
Yeah, I like all that, Francis. I mean, it's not the real Biden. He's got the wrong shape and size of head. He has the wrong manner. Oh, he has the wrong speaking style. You know, this is some puppet. Well, appears to be wearing a Matex Joe Biden mask. I mean, it's that bad. And it's so insulting. It's interesting. You bring up directed energy weapons because I had a call earlier today. And as I recollect, it may have been about a young person known as Jerusalem Girl who apparently was found. Her body was so disfigured, they couldn't even identify her. And he was saying how it sounded like the effects of a directed energy weapon. Honestly, it wouldn't surprise me. It would not surprise me if the Israelis were using devastating devices of that kind on Palestinians. Yeah. I mean, they want to slaughter them all. So they're going to try and find the most effective method to do it. That's why they were even talking about nuking Gaza. The disadvantage being then Gaza would be uninhabitable for maybe 200 more years, and the Israelis couldn't use it to exploit the gas and oil and build the Ben-Gurion Canal. So what's taking place now is an urban renewal project. They want to get rid of all the buildings, all the property, all the people in Gaza, annex it to Israel, and rebuild it to their heart's content. That's what's going on. The shocking part is that, as Paul Craig Roberts observed, this is genocide going on before the whole world, and Israel can no longer claim that it does no wrong. It can no longer play the victimhood card because its actions are savage and sadistic beyond measure, just outrageous. Further thoughts, yours?
I think that's understating it. And besides, well, after they have done that to the Palestinians, the people in Gaza, which they surely shouldn't be there to start with, and I don't mean annihilating them to get them out of there to begin with, but who is going to be the next party that the government and the military of Israel goes after next?
Yeah.
That's the big question. I mean, when you give that kind of mechanical technology to any government or a military, for that matter, around the world, they're going to use it for their own selfish purposes.
Yeah.
They don't give a rat's nuts. They don't give
Francis,
a rat's nuts about who they do it to. Yes.
That's right. Give us your final thought before we hit the break.
Oh, dear me. Well, I think it's pretty simple. I'll have a Bloody Mary. Whoops. Hang on.
Go ahead. Spin it out. No, get it out now.
Bloody Mary to the folks in Gaza and for me, Long Island IT. Hey. Have fun. Have a great
week. Thanks, man. That's a great call. Hello, thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure! And the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say, it's all right.
Continuing with our callers today, Reese in New York. Reese, what are your thoughts today, Reese?
Okay. All right. Well, Jim, you know, since it's the 60th year anniversary of JFK, I want to put aside the politics as usual talk about what's going on, you know, that we've spoken about ad nauseum. And I want to go back to this assassination plot. Because of the conversation I had with you last time, I want to bring out a few extra points, maybe for the benefit of your listeners. And then I have a question for you afterwards and your hypothesis. First, Michael Pfeiffer's book, which was like 2004, it opened up the floodgates for other authors. You know, there's a few other ones that have produced books. It's not just Michael Pfeiffer. You have Abner Cohen, Rob Rockaway on The Gangsters for Zion, I believe. And then there's a French author, Laurent Goyenet. You got to read his recent articles. This is not old JFK information. All this stuff that these other, I call limited hangout publishers are using, book publishers, are from long ago, provided evidence that has now been overshadowed by recent revelations. I'll give you one of them from only a few years ago. Are you aware that the CIA handler has been identified as an Israeli that had written about five articles for one of the leading Zionist journals in Israel?
Handler for whom, Reese?
For Oswald. Oswald's handler, just ahead of the assassination.
And who are you identifying that handler as being?
Reuben Efron, a Lithuanian Jew living in Israel, where he contributed about five different articles.
I think it's usually thought to be the Morse child, this so-called white Russian, meaning he was not a communist,
but
a Russian.
Jim, that's the old news. This only emerged recently, that this was declassified documents. Obviously, it was being kept hidden from the public because it would link another tentacle to Israel, that the CIA handler was actually Reuben Efron. And this has been, you can find this fact corroborated. But, I mean, there's many other ones. I mean, almost everyone we look at that day has a connection, including the one that was stumbled on, Clay Shaw, with Permandex. I mean, Clay Shaw, Permandex, and Jack Ruby are the two biggest 800-pound gorillas in the room, because what Garrison found out was Clay Shaw was on the board of Permandex, as well as Louis Bloomfield, which was the Bronfman Mafia, and then the Bank Credit International in Switzerland, which was headed up by another uber-Zionist. So Permandex was a weapons trafficking operation. And guess what? I didn't realize until recently that Jack Ruby wasn't in Dallas just to operate a burlesque club. He was there dealing in weapons himself. So we have another Zionist that was dealing with weapons that was at the center of it. We have those Sam Bloom is the one that invited Kennedy to Dallas to set him up for the turkey shoot. And then we have Judith Payne is the one that gave him the job. Now, Judith Payne, there's a number of authors that say that she was CIA. There's not a shred of evidence that she was CIA. She worked for this cabal down in Texas that Johnson was connected to. Jim, are you aware that Lyndon Johnson was involved back in the late? No, it was actually around 1939, 1940, bringing in Jews from Poland with this cabal down in Dallas. I never knew about this.
Reese, not to contradict you, but I published Lord Guignol's latest Kennedy assassination CIA did it theorists are covering for Israel on my blog back on the 22nd of November. It's there now. I embedded four different presentations of my own so you could contrast my take on the assassination with his, because I think he, like you, is exaggerating the Israeli element that it wasn't present. But I think it's very easy to stretch and make it out to be, when this appears to have originated in Los Angeles in 1960, when LBJ lost the nomination to JFK. That's when the plot appears to have been hatched.
Wait a minute.
And that's
they're
obviously
going to assassinate a president for that reason?
He wanted to be president of all people. Linda did. You're not getting that through your thick head, Reese. And
but
by
no,
the way,
Jim,
about
president,
Bruce
people
King,
don't by, get assassinated.
By the way, Reese, before I have to cut you off, if you go to my website, assassinationscience.com, there's a huge number of studies there. And if you scroll down to one called Mrs. Payne's Garage, you'll see all the evidence that Ruth Payne and her husband were both CIA assets. So you're wrong on that score as well. But look, Reese, I respect your right to hold a contrary opinion. And I just want you to know.
It's not contrary, Jim. It's backed up by many authors now. And you seem to get your
many authors back.
Why don't you let me speak like the martini lady speak for 6 minutes? Why don't you give me a few minutes, Jim?
I have given you a few minutes, Reese, and I'm not hearing anything.
You cut me off after 2 minutes. I got a lot more to say.
Well, we got a lot more callers too, Reese. So you make it very concise. Go ahead.
All right. Everyone involved, including the cover-up, it followed the same template as 9/11. Just like you have on 9/11, you have Rabbi Dov Zakheim absconded $2.3 trillion for that operation. We have Philip Zelikow with 9/11 running the cover-up. We have the same thing going on with the JFK assassination. It's all the same players, that they were all Zionists that were connected with the cover-up back in JFK. All these people, Jack Ruby, Permandex, the Jews that invited him down to Dallas. I want you, Jim, here's my challenge to you. I want you to provide to your listeners bullet points showing how Lyndon Johnson was able to control the Secret Service, how he and the CIA were running the operation, and I'll provide bullet points showing that it was the Mossad and it was the Zionists here. I'd like to hear concise bullet points.
This is why it's fruitless. I have given many presentations laying this out, and you seem to have watched none of them, Reese. I find you discredit yourself because you do not know anything but your song and dance. So thank you for that, but I'm going to move. I've got Tom in Florida standing by, Reese. And if you think Tom doesn't have a lot to say, You have said your bit. Thank you, Reese. Thank you for that. Tom in Florida, join the conversation, Tom.
Well, yeah, Professor. All I want to know is I want to have what Francis is drinking. Whatever she's drinking, I want one. I would like to have whatever Francis is having. Please order me one of those up.
I agree.
I really mean that. Now, here's what I want to talk about. You know, and I don't want to get into that Israel, the Jewish cabal. We already know they run everything. And, you know, they wanted the atomic bomb. They had the atomic bomb in 1963 or earlier. So, you know, that's why I think this led to why Kennedy, because Kennedy didn't want him to have the atomic bomb. That's my opinion. There's other reasons, of course. You got to remember, what was the guy that was looking for all the Nazis? What was the guy that the Jews, as soon as Israel becomes a state, they go hunt all these Nazis down all over South America? I mean, the whole thing is crazy. But listen, here. And by the way, it was Christian males. 99% of male fighting force in World War II were Christian white Americans in America under Patton that were fighting for these Jews to save their from annihilation, or they would have been sent to Madagascar. That's what I got to say about that to all you guys. Now, here, I don't call about that. Here's why I called. I'm going to call your show about this main reason, RBN. I want everybody to understand this. Did you see the news today, Professor, about what's going on in China? Did you hear about what the Chinese leader said today to the woman?
Tell me.
He told that woman, and he wants all Chinese women to get pregnant and have babies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They need more babies, right?
Right. Now here's the point. It's all over the news. So you got this guy, Ping, Xing, whatever. He's telling the Chinese women now to start having baby girls. There's 68 million more men in China than there are women. So this guy Ping is telling all those Chinese broads to get knocked up and have babies, like in bang factories, to have children. Okay, so we got to look at this, Jim. We got to look what if Donald Trump was to tell every white blonde-haired woman in the United States to start having out babies, I won't pay you $100,000 for birthing white baby. What do you think the media would do with that? What do you think they would do with that? If all white men were, in every white country in Europe, would tell every one of their white women to start having white children with their white men, what would happen? But you got the guy with the giant yellow star and his red flag with the five other little baby stars telling them we're going to have world dominance no matter what it takes, and you start having babies. It's all about the babies, man. It's all about the spunk. Let's not kid ourselves, Jim. We've got to get to the serious point here. What do you think those Jews are doing on those kibbutzes over there in Israel? They're telling all those Jews they got five, six babies. Am I lying, Jim? Hey, Vladimir Putin knows it. Putin's telling those Russian women to start breeding. We need more soldiers.
I think Israel does have a population problem, and if they actually vax as much a percentage of the population as they claim to have vaxed, since it induces sterility and brings about miscarriages, their population problem is going to become acute. So I quite agree on that point, Tom. Go ahead.
Well, yes, but I think the biggest population problem of any country is in Japan. The Japanese women are not breeding up for their Japanese men in Japan. But however, you have the Chinese leader and Ping telling all those Chinese women, we want more female babies. But the Japanese, they're very smart people. They're wonderful people. But they need to start having babies. They basically, there'll be no more Japanese left in the next, 100 years, I think. They'll be like zero, their whole population. That's another thing that's got to be dealt with over there in Japan. But it has to be dealt with here in the United States with white women. White women, Afro-American women want to be with their Afro-American men. Black women want to be with black men. White men should be with their white women having children. Okay? Okay, and you got Putin out there saying, okay, I'm going to pay you rubles to have children. Now, I want to go back to yesterday's call, Jim. I want to go back to what we were talking about yesterday. I want to pick up on that if I can, about this crime situation. Okay?
Okay, but I got four other callers behind you, Tom. Just don't take forever. Go ahead.
No, I'll make it quick, sir. I'm just saying the Afro-American population, you know, they commit these crimes. Like you said out of your mouth, that the Americans, if we didn't have five cities in our country that were so criminal, we would have one of the safest countries in the world. And I looked that up, and you're 100% right, Jim. United States would be such a great, wonderful country with all these freedoms that we can have if we didn't have this the audacity of the Democrat Party pumping all this hatred about white men. This is all about not following law and order. This is about how white man, bad man. And we're the majority, and we have to take this nonsense from a bunch of white trash liberals. And by the way, Jim, I was looking it up. You know what the most popular name in England is right now? in all of England? Mohammed. Mohammed is the most popular name in a country to where you see John and Richard.
Love it.
Okay? So
London has the most mixed international population of any city in the world. I have been there, and it's become much more pronounced of late. So it's very interesting go ahead.
Yeah. Well, their leader, the mayor of London is a Muslim, I believe. I mean,
is this
what we're tolerating? Is this what we got to tolerate? With a white culture. Because white people gone nuts. We gave the world rock. We got rock and roll. We got all these great scientists. We got all these great politicians in the history of our culture. Iceland is the oldest democracy in the world. And they say, the Vikings are savages. How are the Vikings? They had the greatest carpenters in the world today, Jim, cannot build a Viking ship. The greatest carpenters in the world cannot build a Viking ship. Can you believe that? They can't get the draft right.
Tom, I only wish you'd called in earlier when I had extra time, because now I'm tight. Give me your final thought.
My final thought, Jim, is I hope we keep this up about what we got to do as Christian white males. If you're a white male who believes in the founding fathers, the ideology and the principles of our founding fathers, we're going to lose this nation. And if we do not defend our borders, we do not stop this crime, this horrendous crime that's going on.
Yes.
Severe punishment. We have no nation. This is not a nation. This is not a nation anymore. This is a third world republic.
We're in 100% agreement, Tom. I couldn't agree more. Thank you very much for the call. I want to bring in James from Vancouver. I also want to make an observation about Reese, one of his comments. I never heard of this guy. He claims was a Jew, invited Jack to Dallas. In my opinion, that's nonsense. It was Lyndon who induced Jack to come to patch differences in the two wings of the Democratic Party in Texas, a conservative, which Lyndon represented, and the liberal, which Ralph Yarborough represented. Lyndon orchestrated the assassination. James in Vancouver, the floor is yours.
I was going to say George de Morenschild was Oswald's handler, as far as I know, in the Dallas area. But you could draw a line back from Oswald to New Orleans, where he was hanging out with Jack Ruby and the girl who was the...
Judith
stuff that induced cancer. Yeah. In fact, if you look at Oswald's history, he goes back to New York City. Now, what was he doing up there? He and his mother, I believe he was involved in intelligence from a very early age because he had no father. Jack White, I mentioned Jack White to you last time.
Yes.
I saw an image of Kennedy in the limousine. No, it's not a real photograph. It's a drawing, an artist's image. And it looks to me that Kennedy's been hit at least 10 times by fire. I'm thinking the reason they got Tibbet, they used his body in the autopsy because Kennedy was just hit so many times that there's no way people could say, well, it was only 3 shots, you see.
No, I was hit in the back, 5.5 inches below the collar, shallow shot, only went in as far as the knuckle on your little finger. He was hit in the throat. I shot from the front, fired through the windshield. Then, after the limousine was brought to a halt, he was hit in the back of the head. He slumped forward, Jack eased him back up, and hit the right temple. Now, those are 4 shots we know for sure. David Manick believes there was a fifth shot, a third shot to the head, but that was it. There were 10 or 12 shots fired, but there were only 5 max hits.
Yeah, well,
I can tell you that for a certainty. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what. A head shot, if I were to use a 30 caliber with the... what do you call it, mercury tip, and I hit a guy in the head, it would blow his head apart. I believe there's a chance that there was no head, but that's
there was
hypothesis.
A head. There was a head.
There was.
Look. He had his brains blown out back of his head. He appears to have died instantly. That's from the mortician, Thomas Evan Robinson, who prepared the body for a funeral. James, go to my blog. Go to jameshfetzer.org. Find that article I mentioned. It's the third most recent post. And watch a couple of my presentations and then come back and let us discuss this further, okay? Because I'm glad to talk about it, but I want you to have a little more. I've been 30 years with the best people ever study the case, okay? And look, Judith Mary Baker has stayed in my home, okay? I have had dinner with James Files, all right? I mean, I know whereof I speak, so... Let us pursue this further.
Yeah, I'm not trying to
But James, just give me your final thought. Right now, James, your final thought.
Okay. All right. The thing that keyed me to this was they keep talking about Tibbet. Why was Tibbet shot? And they talk about using Tibbet's body in the autopsy. So that's it. That's the reason.
I've got Tibbet's autopsy reports, and I've got what we have available to autopsy photographs. It was not Tippett, although I'm a good friend of Robert Starr, who believes he was. Okay, so I get it. I know where you're coming from, James. Right. Check out those reports I'm telling about. Get back. Thank you for the call. Murr, are you here? Murr in Wisconsin. Oh, I think. Okay, Murr drop. Laura in Michigan. You're on, Laura.
Hello, Mr. Fetzer. On a lighter note, we got to learn how to demonstrate like the French did. They throw dung into the government offices and then roll a big, heavy, big bale of hay in front of the door so they can't get out.
I didn't quite understand that. Say that again, Laura?
The French. What did I? They're demonstrating because what's happening in Palestine. So they throw dung in the government offices. And then they roll a big bale of hay. They can't get out.
They're locking government officials in their offices as part of their protest. Yeah, the mainstream isn't covering these protests. They're enormous worldwide, enormous. And this just shows the power of the Zionists in controlling the media that we're not getting these reports on the front page, Laura. Nice point. More.
Also, while RBN was off, I had to listen to other networks. They were all for Israel, you know? I heard so many lies. Here's one of the lies. Hezbollah are the ones that imprison the Palestinians. You believe they said that?
What did they say?
They said that Hamas is the one that imprisons the Palestinians. Yeah, they built that wall, you know?
How ridiculous. They just make up this nonsense. Give me a final thought, Laura, because I got a couple others here today. Go ahead, final thought.
Well, I tell you, my final thought is I almost went nuts without RBN. I don't listen to these other channels. The other one is Rents doesn't.
I felt uneasy about not being on with you myself. So let me say I missed you. Thank you. Laura, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Good call. Ken in Texas. Ken, join the conversation.
Good afternoon, Dr. Fetzer. Are you familiar with the Gemstone file, the Gemstone report?
It's a little vague. It might remind me of the content.
Well, it was information was gathered by the guy who originally figured out how to make synthetic rubies and thus other gemstones. And in order to keep himself alive, because this is back in the day of development of lasers, so it was a big thing. And so the way he kept himself alive was to trade information with other countries. And one of the things he had in the Gemstone files, what it was called, was the names of all the shooters and where they were and all of that. And I was just curious if it lined up with your research. But,
why don't you take a look? Tell me what he's got, and I'll compare it. I would like that. Can you pursue that, Ken, and come back on it?
Yeah, if I can find it. I'm not sure if I know what I did with it anymore, but the thought just popped in my head. And then
I'd like that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to share a couple of things with you. I read that last night, I think it was, or yesterday at some point in time, Moody's downgraded the USA and also put a negative outlook on five major banks, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, Chase, and
yeah,
I forget the other two. So
this is serious. This is very serious. Very, very serious. And you're nailing it. Yeah, very important.
And then
have you got a final thought?
Yes, I've been trying to share this with you since 11/22. I'll share my part in it. I had friends come in from out of town, and they wanted to go over to Dealey Plaza. This is where I lived in Dallas Fort Worth with Metroplex. And so I took them over there. And then while they're doing their thing, I did my thing. So I went to all the locations that I knew about and triangulated all the shots and everything. And I was standing on the grassy knoll by the picket fence. There's two fences, north-south one, east-west one. And I was standing by the north-south one. And I just said out loud, because nobody was around, I wonder if this fence has ever been tested for GSR. And then all of a sudden I heard somebody say something, and there was this guy was kind of standing in the bushes next to the east-west fence, which is like 6 feet tall, whereas the one I stand next to is like 3 or 4 feet tall picket fence. And so I repeated myself, and then anyhow, long story shorter, 2 weeks later, this is Y2K, year 2000, 2 weeks later they replaced that fence. So that's my contribution.
They got Mike, listen to me. They got microphones all over Dealey Plaza to pick up any comments, you know, by any researchers, so they know what to do to foil further research. You made a great point, and they decided to thwart it. Very, very nice. Ken, stop. You're on top of it. Dan.
Have a great one, Dr. J.
Thank you so much for the call. Anyone who wasn't able to get on, sorry about that. Call early tomorrow. We'll be back in as much time as you can for family, friends, and people you love and care about. We do not know how much time we have left.
I just need someone to love. To be anybody. I want somebody to love.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.